This is Rhema for Today.
The enemy will even have people come by and talk to you about something. You know, I believe if I was you, I think God's wanting you to do this or do that. I know a guy that left a church because a minister that he respected came by his house one day, and they were talking about some stuff, and so finally this other minister he respected said, "Well, I tell you what, you know, I believe God," because they were having some difficulties and trials, "I believe God is trying to tell you that you should leave this church and go somewhere else." The guy did it.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Tomorrow is the last day. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagen with his teaching, "It Shall Come to Pass."
God will show you things to come to pass. Don't try to make it happen. Let it happen. Joseph could have given up on his dreams. He could have doubted those. Said, "Well, maybe I ate too much pizza last night," or whatever they ate back in those days. Now, when you start talking about dreams, you always have somebody come up telling you about some wild dream they had. And they said, "What does that mean from God?" I said, "Nothing." Some people, anytime they have a dream, they try to put a spiritual significance on it. And 99 9/10 of the time, it has nothing to do with spiritual things. Okay? And it's like my dad used to say. He said, "Son," he said, "try to keep people in the middle balanced." He said, "They either swing way over here on this side, or they swing way over here on this side. And the truth is right here in the middle." If you have some sort of dream, then if it's not anything that you think that God's been dealing with you about, put it on the shelf. Now, the enemy will try to get you off course. The enemy will even have people come by and talk to you about something. "You know, I believe if I was you, I think God's wanting you to do this or do that." I know a guy that left a church because a minister that he respected came by his house one day, and they were talking about some stuff, and so finally this other minister he respected said, "Well, I tell you what, you know, I believe God," because they were having some difficulties and trials, "I believe God is trying to tell you that you should leave this church and go somewhere else." The guy did it. Good thing he didn't get a hold of my dad, because my dad would always say, "If you're going to leave a place, don't leave it when trouble is. Get it all straightened out and then leave if you want to leave." And then my dad used to say, "And then you don't want to leave." But you see, don't focus on the wrong things. Joseph could have focused on all that's happening to him, everything that's going on. You know what? I mean, he could have harbored unforgiveness and held grudges, but he didn't. Think about it. He became number one in authority under Pharaoh. What could he have done to Potiphar and his household if he wanted to? You ever thought about that? Any of those people that come against him, he could have went and made their life miserable. He had the authority to do it. Go read it. Pharaoh gave him all authority. Is that not correct? But he didn't. He didn't get bitter. He didn't get vow to get even. He didn't have the attitude, "Every dog," I don't know whether y'all understand it, "every dog has its day." Anybody ever heard that before? Yeah, I see all of us that are more mature have heard things like that. This younger group, they haven't heard stuff. Oh, that just means I'll have my chance. And when I do, buddy, you better get out of the way. But you see, he just kept a good attitude. He kept believing God. He believed what God said through the difficulty. If you'll go read there in John, Jesus talks about all these things, and he said, things going to happen. He said, I told you all these things so that in me you'd have peace, but in this world you're going to have trouble. Didn't he say that there? Didn't he say that in John? Yeah, he did. Joseph realized God spoke to him. Now he's going through trouble. But he started with a dream. He started with a dream that God had given. And ended up very, very, very successful. But in between, he had to keep believing God in all of his trouble, in all of his circumstances. No matter what happened, no matter what anybody said, he kept that word from the Lord. We need to keep the word of God in our lives daily, reading the word. He didn't have a word to read. He had to keep the dream that God gave him. We got the word to read to keep alive, keep us alive, meditating on God's word instead of worrying about our situation. Those dreams kept him pointed toward success, because in that prison, when it didn't look like he's ever going to get out, he kept believing those dreams because God had given him that dream. He kept believing. Every generation will have to fight the good fight of faith. Paul told Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. No matter how spiritual the previous generation is. I'll just take my family, Kenneth E. Hagin. The man they said was the modern day prophet of God with the faith message. Now me, my sister. We can't live on his experience. We're a different generation. We got to have our own relationship with God. And now, my son and my daughter, Pastor Craig and Pastor Denise, they have to have their own experience with God. I knew when God called me to preach, Craig came to me, and I never said one word to any of my kids about ministry, but they came to me. But see, they have to have, that's their generation. Now, I got 5 grandsons. That's another generation. Thank God 3 of them work for the ministry and 2 of them are in Rhema. I don't know what God will say or do. I've said it for years. 1 or more of them will go into ministry. I don't know. I don't talk to them about it. The 2 that are in Rhema, I never talked to them about going to Rhema. I wanted it, but I ain't going to talk to them. This is where you make mistakes, parents. Each generation has got to have their own experience. Their own experience with God. It's the truth. Your kids and grandkids cannot survive on your generation's experience. They have to have their own experience with God and believe God. And one of my grandsons put something on Facebook here a while back, and I sat there and read it, and I thought, my Lord, thank God. It was fantastic. Why? Because I've just preached the truth of God's word and let it penetrate their hearts. You get your kids and your grandkids under the influence of the word of God and let God deal with them. Now, that ain't in these notes, but the Lord brought that to me, and I said it anyway, and I ain't taking it back. Come on now. See, you've got to get to the point that you can stand and say, this is what God said. This is what I'm going to do. I don't care what anybody else does. You've noticed I will preach what the Word of God says, no matter what anybody else is preaching. I still give altar calls. And there's a lot of churches that don't. In fact, I had a minister say to me not very long ago, I noticed you still give an altar call. I said, yeah, that's what we're supposed to do. Well, we need to make it a little more easier for people to get born again. I said, how easy was it when Jesus died on that cross? In fact, the Word of God says, Jesus said this, if you don't confess Jesus Christ before men, he won't confess you before the Father. Go read it. It's in the Word. Anybody ever read that?
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Hold On to the Word. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Slimline book, It's Your Time to Shine. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Our Rights in Christ. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Another Living Faith Conference.
Yeah. We go over to Hillsboro, Oregon.
That's right.
May 1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
Wednesday through Friday, New Creation Church, Pastors Rod and Rebecca Sunholm. Listen, if you know people in that area or you live within the area, hey, come and see us. Come
yes.
and be a part of the conference. You will enjoy it. It is a great time. Now, on the last night of each conference,
yes,
that would be on Tuesday night in Washington and on Friday night there in Oregon, I have what I call healing night. I will minister about healing and I will pray for the sick. So, and we've had some tremendous
yes.
testimonies of
yes.
people that have been healed by the power of God. We will talk about that. You say, well, I don't know much about it. Well, you come and you'll hear about it, and you can receive if you believe.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.